Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Foot.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago, Inside the
Locker Room.
Yeah, that's right. It's Inside the Locker Room. Not to be confused with Inside the Clubhouse or say Hit and Run.
We wouldn't want to confuse the
theme song.
Would we?
We totally didn't steal for this segment.
They talk about baseball. We talk about football. Come on.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And, yeah, it's football season. We're at the Brat Stop in Kenosha for the game tomorrow against the Packers. It's festive. So why not do Inside the Locker Room early on Raheemy Harrison Grody today?
I think I have two really good cuts from going through the Bears locker room yesterday. And I'll say think I said. Did I say clubhouse?
No, I just like saying locker room like a robot.
Oh, I like when you do that. I think I said to you guys in the car, I think I said that this locker room continues to just, like, the enthusiasm in there. It's, like, at a 10 right now. Like, just everybody is excited. It's loud in the Bears locker room. There's basketball games being played. Everybody's smiling. It's like, for my olds out there, it's like Fantasy Island. It smiles, everyone. It's happiness. Mr. Rourke is there with Tattoo inviting everybody into the Bears locker room. But I will now take you in there.
Wait a second. Compare it to, like, this time last year for people who might not.
Well, that's interesting you ask that because the Bears locker room, despite having had the tumult that they did have and the fact that they lost 10 straight games, it was not a bad locker room. You know what I mean? Like, guys got along. Guys were good with the media last year. I think in some ways those players liked that the media understood what was going on, and some players liked to tell us what was going on and off the record. So believe it or not, it was not a bad locker room in a classic way last year. But there is a discernible difference that has been going on, I think, for about I really noticed it kick in a couple of weeks ago, and it's just been on this volume, which is good. So vibes are great in the locker room. I could tell you that from being in there as often as I could possibly get in there. But I thought one of the most interesting responses from the Bears locker room came yesterday from Cole Kmet when he was asked to talk about the juice heading into this game against the Green Bay Packers. The answer that you were about to hear from Cole Kmet, what he's about to say, I think will surprise people.
Yeah, the juice of it. Yeah, it's not as heightened as maybe as you would think it would be. I think everyone's got a really good demeanor, at least that's how I feel right now, and we've taken the approach of game to game. And, I felt like going into that last game we played against these guys, I thought there was more juice going into the week, like almost too much, where I thought maybe there was a little pressing going on early in the game, and I think you get in at halftime and realize, all right, this is still the same football. This is football. That's all it is. And so I feel like we got a good mentality going into this week, and hopefully we can kind of pick up where we left off at the end of that game on Saturday. This Saturday.
Too much juice going into last week. That admission right there. So it sounds like the Bears have taken a deep breath and been like, we belong here. Let's relax a little bit. Let's rise to the occasion. Let's know how important this game is, but let's not get into our heads too much.
You could argue they took the deep breath at halftime, and that's why when you talk about adjustments or lack thereof, that's what Ben Johnson was talking about. Also, is it bad that when he's saying that, what I'm thinking about is a certain player being too amped up?
Caleb
Williams.
The
one that throws the football?
Look, we have tried very hard to get answers, and it does seem like an unanswerable question, like why the slow starts. and we all look at it and say, is Caleb too amped up? Is he nervous? Has he got the yips early on? All of, like, we have thrown every possible scenario out there, but now Cole Kmet, obviously not mentioning Caleb Williams in that, but he is the centerpiece to the offense.
0 for 5 to start the game. 0 for 5 to start the game, and
yes.
Some of those throws look like they should have been pedestrian throws, and that's why you wonder, okay, it's been a couple of games since then. He obviously started better against Cleveland. I know it's a lesser team, but that defense is real, and that the ability to rush the passer is very real with Myles Garrett. And so now I'm just looking at the start of this game, even with a bigger microscope, a more highly powered microscope.
Well, and I'm looking back at my notes, and yeah, it's DeAndre Swift up the middle for 5 yards, then he overthrown Luther Burden on the left side. Houdini's out of a sack on 3rd and 5, and then there was a hold on Darnell Wright against Rashawn Gary, you know, 3rd and 15, and he overthrew the middle. So yeah, that would indicate that perhaps there was a little bit of amped upness, but also it's okay to run the ball 2 out of 3 times in that drive. It's okay to run the ball 2 out of 3 times in the next drive. Like, if you know your quarterback has a propensity to do that, it's okay to call different plays. Establish the run game as early as you can this time around.
And the penalties have to be mentioned, too, because I think part of being amped up is when you are holding, because you just, I got to have every advantage if you're Darnell Wright in that situation. Remember, Caleb Williams ran for a first down. They got called back because
right.
of the holding.
Yeah.
So I liked what he did last week, Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, bootlegging him out and getting him kind of on the run,
yeah,
not sitting back in the pocket. That, I think, puts him in a more comfortable position for 2 reasons. One, when you're on the move, he's used to that. That's the kind of play he likes to make. Also, you do have the option to run there. And that can get someone into their flow, if you will. If you're Caleb Williams and you've watched him all season long, what he does best and what he does not as well at the start, the outset of games.
Do you remember last year? I know nobody wants to remember last year, but they actually started to do that, the bootlegging, the rollouts later in the season. And we went through a period of time, and I understand if people have blacked this out, where Cole Kmet was an issue last year because he wasn't getting targeted. Remember, we would go through these games. The
Gerald Everett was spoken about way too often.
Right. We're like, Cole Kmet, 0 targets. And then there was a game when we really were all over it, the way we were all over DJ Moore for not being targeted. The very next game, bootleg rollout, and just like, let's just get it to Cole Kmet at whatever expense. I'd like to see more of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's... But Cole Kmet's saying we had too much juice. There's a real easy way to calm your team down, and to me, that's to run the football. Like, that's easy. You know, take that anger out on the ground, go ground and pound, especially with no Micah Parsons. And Rashawn Gary, I expect to still be disruptive. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but he's not going to be able to get freed up as much now that Micah Parsons isn't a part of that equation.
Well, and Rashawn Gary has not had a sack in his last, what I want to say, handful of games. He's in a sack slump, I suppose you could say right now, at a pretty bad time. But let me get back in the locker room here and bring DJ Moore into the picture. Now, you guys know that through the last couple of years, Dan Weider and I have had some very interesting discussions with DJ Moore. There's always a good...
What?
There's always a good, healthy back and forth. Like, sometimes it could get serious, sometimes it's not as serious with DJ Moore, but he is always ready to engage. I asked him about being gratified with a catch. Dan asked him, are you pleased? Both times he looked up at us like, what are these questions? Why are you asking me these things? So yesterday, this is just hilarious.
Would you ask, are you gratified at all? Are you pleased back to back?
What?
Right. And that was
basically
his,
you guys are getting like, a double team work of the Take the North podcast on DJ Moore in the locker room.
I wish people could see DJ Moore, too, because he has a look on his face. Like, he kind of tilts his head.
Like, I'm waiting to see how you say what you
right,
say.
Right, right. He's got his eyes are kind of, like, squinting shut. What is Weider? What's Grody going to say now? He gives a look of being very, skeptical of what is about to come out of my mouth. If you could see this man. But anyway, yesterday, Dan, who wasn't trying to be funny in any way, shape, or form. And the answer turns out to be serious. But it was, like, listen closely at the very beginning. Dan asked the question, what is Ben Johnson's special touch? Not pleasing, not gratitude, not gratifying, but what is his special touch? Here's DJ Moore.
His special touch? It's either you want to get yelled at or you don't. That's the special touch. You either get the game plan down or you don't play. And it's just like you got to do it. Be detailed and precise. If you're not, you're coming out of the game and next man up.
Does he ever take that intensity down a notch?
No, it's always like that, no matter what it is.
You never caught him in like a laid-back moment or anything?
I mean, yeah, you catch him sparingly before meetings or something like that, but other than that, he's locked in.
How can you tell when he's...
When he... Because he's smiling. All right, that's the difference.
Because he's smiling. If he's not smiling, he's locked TF in.
Every now and then, he breaks and smiles and has fun sometimes.
Breaks character. And really, he's breaking character when he smiles, right? That's what we're seeing, right, Mark?
Yeah, and this has been consistent. I think it was DJ Moore who at the beginning of the season said that he's a crazy man. Something to that effect.
He also mentioned the evil eye.
I don't know if I remember that, but
he talked about how you don't want to get his evil eye.
Don't want to get his evil eye, and he's crazy and a good. Hey, I mean, our guy Weider wrote that whole article before the season started about Ben Johnson just wanting to annihilate teams and embarrass teams and bury teams and make them look bad. So it's interesting how consistent. I think that's another thing we can take away from this and Ben Johnson, how consistent he's been in the words that he has used, and then to see those words used manifest themselves on the field, whether it's the offensive line or the running game working out, the pre-snap motions that the Bears are doing more of now than they ever have. And it's a real beautiful dance to watch. If you're either, you know, you see some of it on TV, but watching the All-22, or from where I watch in the press box, to watch where, say, like Colston Loveland starts and where he ends up. It's really a thing of beauty to see, especially when it works.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I would like to see manifested this week in particular?
You like that word that I just used.
That article that Dan Weider wrote about the embarrassment factor and about how everybody you asked talked about how much he takes pleasure and how gratified he is, Ben Johnson, in being the one to embarrass people. Because if you look up and down the schedule, yes, they are 10-4. Yes, they are in playoff position. Yes, they are right now at the top of the NFC North. You know what they haven't done yet? They haven't embarrassed anyone yet, and I think this might be an opportunity to do that, but I'm also worried about it.
You turned the page from Sunday so fast, you forgot the 31-3 game.
No, I don't think they embarrassed the Browns.
That was embarrassing.
Embarrassment. Yeah. Embarrassment is when you get the big man touchdown in, when you're running trick plays, when he is smiling on the sideline. Have you seen
Andrew Billings?
I haven't seen
smile. Yes, we have our first Wayne Larrabee
Andrew Billings with day. This guy is a house.
We really should get a trick play this game.
So, I mean, he tried one the last time they played the Packers. We know about that. The big man touchdown was in order.
Right.
But
right.
What I'm saying is, when better than at Soldier Field with those lathered up fans than to just put your foot on someone's neck and not let up. Stomp it out.
Unfortunately, you're right. The Bears have not embarrassed anybody, but they have been embarrassed.
They embarrassed the Browns.
Well,
31-3. What did you want?
That's just a team that's worse than you that they just beat.
Browns embarrassed themselves? That was just autopilot?
I don't believe you can embarrass a team unless you've scored a minimum of 40 points. Embarrassing a team is scoring 52, which the Lions did against the Bears. That's an embarrassing loss. Cleveland's a bad team, so 31-3, that sounds about right.
That's what you're supposed to do.
How greedy we have got.
Yes,
it's better than
Ben Johnson's greed.
Right?
We're following his lead.
The ghost of Christmas greed is somewhere out here.
Is that a thing?
No, I just made it up. Also, it's capitalism. You can just say that.
Yes.
Greed is good, I thought we were told.
The ghost
at one
of Gordon
point
Gekko?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love that movie.
The Wolf of Wall Street is really the better picture, though.
No.
I mean, I love them both.
No. You're not going to come in here with your recency bias.
You're right, you know, I literally watched Wolf of Wall Street a week ago.
Exactly.
So there's a recency bias.
Did you finish The Other Guys?
No, he didn't.
I don't know what's happened.
Okay,
right.
just forget about it, Grody.
I enjoyed it, and for some reason, you guys, you know how it is.
Someone texted you. You looked at your phone.
Exactly. And
squirrel.
Yeah, squirrel.
Squirrel.
I am all over the place. You know what I
Dave
started?
Dave the Cat wanted some attention.
You know what I've started watching? I'm watching two things right now, back and forth, West Wing episodes, which is fantastic. And then there's this great Aretha Franklin movie going on right now on Netflix. And it's great. It's just fantastic. Right.
Well, you know, if you want Grody to see a certain movie, you can text us or call us. 312-644-6767. And why should it be The Other Guys? We have more from inside the locker room because just like Marshall Harris over here and just like the fans in the crowd who were chanting while the Bears were on offense at Green Bay sucks, everybody turned the page quickly. So let's go back to some of the post-game comments from Sunday that you may have missed ahead of this all-important Packers game. This is Raheem Harrison Grody live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha, brought to you by Ziegler Subaru. More Inside the Locker Room is next on The Score.
What?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.